Restoring My Soul, Friday the 8th of September. The Desires of the Flesh and the Mind. The lusts of the flesh refer to one's desire for and engagement in things that compete with God's will for their life. Jesus likened these things to thorns that grow up and choke the seed. A person who lives by the desires of the flesh is governed by the insatiable appetites of the flesh. These may include lifestyle pursuits, money, properties, vocational success, power, and many forms of physical gratification. These appetites drive their behavior in a similar way to the instincts of animals. Hence, the scriptures liken a person who lives by the desires of the flesh to brute beasts. Paul noted that these people have a disagreeable influence upon others in the church, writing, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, that is literally appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things." The desire of the mind also has an unavoidable effect upon the conduct of a person. Motivated by this desire, a person takes action on the basis of their reasoning through which they believe they can know themselves and can have life. This is the definition of a soulish person who is unable to receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him. In the scriptures, the epitome of a soulish person is the scorner or scoffer. In this regard, Solomon noted, "A proud and haughty man, scoffer, that is equally scorner, is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. They presume to be the measure of what is true on the basis of knowledge, experience, and rational thought, expressed through thesis and argument. This is the basis of their authority within relational settings, including the family, house-to-house fellowship, and the church." The references used in today's devotions are Mark chapter 4 verses 18 to 19, 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 12 to 14, Jude 1 verse 10, Philippians chapter 3 verse 18 to 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 13 to 14, and Proverbs chapter 21 verse 24. For further study, 2 Peter chapter 2.